We're going to move into a time of communion, the Lord's Supper, a lot of different names, Eucharist, which means giving thanks. I'm going to invite some of the men to come and prepare to serve us communion, bread and juice. This is what Jesus instructed us to do to remember him, to remember that his body was broken on the cross for me. His blood was poured out to wash away my sins, to make me clean, to make me new. If you're a believer in Jesus, this is for you. This is for us together as the body of Christ. Blood-bought, Spirit-baptized believers in Jesus who have given their lives to Jesus and have publicly said, I'm a follower of Jesus. This is an opportunity for us to remember. If you're not yet a believer in Jesus, well, what are you waiting for? What better time than right now? Give him your heart and remember with us. I'd invite you to do that. If you've got questions, if you're not ready yet, that's okay. We want to serve you. We want to love you after the service. We'd love to talk. We've announced a group for that. We want to come alongside you and help you to understand, answer any questions you might have and encourage you to believe in Jesus. But believe in Jesus. Don't walk away from this opportunity to give him your heart, to trust in him, to follow him. If you're believing in Jesus today, you're welcome to take bread and juice and remember what he did for you. That should have been me on that cross. That's what I deserved, but he took my place. And he's my only hope, and I'm depending only and completely on his finished work on the cross for me. Take that, hold that in your hands as you hold those tangible, physical things that remind us of the tangible, physical, real thing Jesus did over 2,000 years ago. Reflect on what he did for you and allow your heart to just overflow in worship and thanks to him. Once we've all been served, we will take that together as a body, the body of Christ, the body of believers. Jesus, thank you for what you did for a sinner like me. You left your Father's side to become human so that as a real flesh and blood human being, you, the perfect, the only perfect man, could lay down your life as a substitute, the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. You paid my price. You took the wrath of your Father on the cross that I should have been coming to me. You paid my price in full, so that today I could enjoy a relationship with a God who loves me, a God who created me for relationship with you, a God who created me to live for your glory. So thank you, Lord Jesus, for what you did. Thank you, Father, for sending your only Son. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for opening these blind eyes and cracking open this hard heart so that I could see Jesus for who he really is and surrender to him, believe in him, trust the work of another because I couldn't do it on my own. Thank you, Jesus. We receive now a good gift from your hand and say thank you. His body broken for you, taken